KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has its basketball rankings out for this week. In Class 1A, Montezuma is rated number one. One team locally in the list, that's at number 14. Exira EHK stays put at that spot this week. Also, Class 2A, Cascade heads up the polling with AHSTW at number 12. Logan Magnolia ranked 14th in this week's poll. In Class 3A, North Polk is top-rated, and then Clear Lake is second, right in front of Red Oak. They're ranked number 3 this week. In Class 4A, North Scott is top-rated, with Glenwood in at number 4, Lewis Central rated 7th, and Carroll ranked 14th. In the 4A, the 5A poll, Iowa City High tops the poll, with Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln in at number 15 in this week's list. At top 25 men's college hoops last night, number one Gonzaga, a winner over Portland, 85-72. Colorado knocked off fourth-ranked Oregon, 74-65. Number 14 Michigan State over Illinois, 76-56. Number 20 Dayton beating LaSalle, 84-58. Iowa coach and Philadelphia native Fran McCaffrey will return home on Saturday when his 23rd-ranked Hawkeyes take on the 21st-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions in the Palestra. Nicknamed the Cathedral of College Basketball, the Palestra has been home to several of the city schools, including McCaffrey's alma mater of Penn.
You know, my college coach is going to be a lot of those types of things, but, I'm pretty good at kind of separating that from the task at hand. I mean, it's a big game on our schedule. It's a ranked opponent. Team I have a lot of respect for. They're playing extremely well. My responsibility is just to make sure we go there and play well.
McCaffrey says Penn State will be a challenge no matter where that game is played. Injuries and illness have left Iowa's roster thin, and McCaffrey has been forced to adjust practice.
We have to be careful how long we go, how hard we go, because there's days when you want to, you just kind of want a little more physicality, and you just got to be careful because we're pretty much down to where we really don't need another guy going down.
Despite losing two starters to season-ending injuries, the Hawkeyes have posted a 10-3 record. Penn State has won four straight. They're 11-2 on the season.
Nothing changes for us. It's continue to get better. Come in with a growth mindset, get better. I think we could tighten up our ball screen a little bit. So there's little things that we got to work on to achieve, where we want to go. And we're not going to, I'm telling you right now, we haven't seen our best basketball yet. That is ahead of us, and I look forward to seeing that.
That's Penn State coach Patrick Chambers. We'll have that game tomorrow for you here on the radio. That's a noon start time on the broadcast, 1 o'clock tip time. Again, that's in Philadelphia. Penn State facing off against Iowa in Big Ten play. Iowa State sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton will play on Saturday when Iowa State opens up the Big 12 race at TCU. Halliburton missed Tuesday's loss to Florida A&M with a sprained wrist that he suffered in practice.
It's just a little painful. Before the game, I thought I was going to play. I didn't know that I wasn't. I was in a lot of pain, but I thought if it was my decision, obviously I would have played. But for the best interest of myself and my long-term health, it was best that I didn't play. So I'm still in a little pain, but I can play through it.
He says it was tough to sit through Tuesday's loss and that the Cyclones view the Big 12 as a fresh start.
Really, non-conference doesn't really mean anything when it comes to, conference play. So at the end of the day, I think we're really 0-0 right now. It's about what you do in conference play that'll really, take you somewhere in March. So, this is when, the gauntlet begins on Saturday. So I'm ready.
That's a 5 o'clock tip time on Saturday. Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly is concerned about depth as the Cyclones open Big 12 play at Texas Tech tonight. All five Cyclone starters logged 35 or more minutes in this week's win over North Alabama.
It's not a good thing. It's not. And some of the things that you anticipated happening at the beginning of the year have not come to fruition. I got to coach that better, got to prepare that better, but there's no question that we've got to come up with something, and whether style of play or, how we practice, but that's the number one thing right now.
Cyclones are 8-3 on the year. Texas Tech 11-0 against a schedule that's offered few challenges thus far. Two of the contenders in the Missouri Valley Conference women's basketball race collide in Des Moines tonight when Drake hosts Northern Iowa. The Bulldogs have lost one game in the last 3 years in claiming three straight regular season titles, but coach Jenny Baranchik says the Valley is much improved this season.
You've got different teams. You've got teams that are really fundamental. You've got teams that are really physical. You've got teams that get up and down. You've got teams that really defend. And so we have really nice balance and versatility and variety in our league, too. So it's a fun league to watch. It's a fun league to support. And it's a tough league.
It'll be a tough Valley opener against a UNI team that already owns victories over Iowa State and Iowa.
You see how well and all the lessons that we learned in the non-conference, and you see who you know, who other teams think you are. And I think that's, you know, that's one of UNI's greatest strengths, is to really, you know, look at their scouts and really scout you and have a game plan against you. And so, you know, to me, that's one really good thing about halfway through the year, is when you know what other people think.
Drake is 8-4. UNI enters conference play with a record of 8-3, and Coach Tanya Warren expects a competitive league race.
I told you from day one, the league is as good as it's been. It's extremely talented, and I think the last I look, the MVC RPI was fifth, I think, but a lot of quality wins within our league.
That game is tonight in Des Moines. Well, number 23 Cincinnati has capped its 11-3 season by taking the Birmingham Bowl. Desmond Ritter ran for 105 yards and 3 touchdowns, and also threw for a scoring pass as the Bearcats blew out Boston College 38-6. Michael Warren Jr. had 105 yards rushing for the Bearcats. In Thursday's other bowl game, Tennessee scored 2 touchdowns in a late 30-second span to erase a double-digit deficit before holding off Indiana 23-22 in the Gator Bowl. The Hoosiers led 22-9 before Kavarius Crouch scored on a 1-yard plunge, and then Eric Gray recovered a surprise onside kick that barely went the mandatory 10 yards. Gray ended up scoring from 16 yards out a few plays later to put the Volunteers on top for good. One bowl game on the slate for today, it's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Sounds good. Nevada versus Ohio. That's up at Boise on the blue turf. That's a 2:30 Central Time kickoff this afternoon. Well, Cole Kmet is the latest Notre Dame player to give up his final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Kmet initially said in November that he intended to return before announcing on Twitter that he was turning pro. He joins running back Tony Jones Jr. and safety Aloy Gilman in making themselves available for the April draft. Quarterback Ian Book will return to Notre Dame next season. That is a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.